Now we have our second feature, the life and times of Norfolk's hottest village. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
The heat is on, and they certainly know that in one Norfolk village where the hottest ever June temperature in this country was recorded at a blistering 37.7 degrees Celsius, about 99.9 degrees Fahrenheit. This was at Lingwood, Strumpshaw Hill, on June the 26th, breaking the previous record of 35.6 degrees centigrade, 96 degrees Fahrenheit, at Southampton in June 1976. As temperatures continued to soar, not just in Lingwood, but across East Anglia, let's take a look at the life and times of this lovely village. It has been described as a hostage to history, not recorded in the Domesday Book, being part of Blowfield. Under the lordship of William de Lingwood, the settlement eventually took his name and a village was born. In more recent times, the village's fate has been dictated by two major events, the Poor Law Reform of 1834 and the First World War. The first resulted in the district workhouse being built in the village, and the Great Eastern Railway was laid through in 1882. Then, after the end of the Great War, the Burlingham estate came on the market and Norfolk County Council claimed it to provide allotments for returning soldiers. Lingwood helped feed the nation through an army of smallholders on plots fit for heroes, providing produce for dispatch from its own railway sidings. Over time, the small holdings disappeared along with the workhouse. More houses and roads were built and the village grew into a friendly and vibrant community. Back in 2013, I was writing about a book on the village and its people by local author Stephen Peart, who told me, "The Book of Lingwood aims to give the village its long overdue celebrity status." And talking of celebrities, Bill Edrich, the world-famous cricket player, was a Lingwood boy. The village was his cricketing cradle, having been born there in 1916. His grandfather Harry raised 9 sons and 4 daughters. He loved cricket and formed a club. Bill Edrich, Sr., one of his sons, played the game at Blowfield, inspired teams at Cantley and Upton, and launched himself into a career. He had 4 sons. 1 was young Bill. Described as the life and soul of any party, he was one of our greatest players, taking part in more than 570 first-class matches between 1934 and 1958, scoring 36,985 runs with a higher score of 267 not out. And at neighbouring Burlingham, Major General Lowe, 1861 to 1944, was famous for taking the surrender of Dublin's Easter Uprising in 1916. But it was his son who changed his name from William Lowe to John Loder, who headed off to Hollywood to become a star, appearing in dozens of films. His childhood home was Burlingham House, where he said he had spent some of the happiest years of his life when the EDP and Evening News spoke to him during a visit from his home at the time in Argentina during 1970. John was a lieutenant in the First World War and was taken prisoner of war. He'd been married 5 times and wife number 3 was actress Hedy Lamarr, known as the world's most beautiful woman. The story of this village and its people is told so well in The Book of Lingwood, a village held hostage to history, written by Stephen Peart and published by Hulsgrove in 2013, and it's still available to buy. Will Lingwood break any more record temperatures this summer? Time will tell.
Thank you, Sarah.